Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry and happy Chopin's birthday, almost. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today, and today is Sunday, February 27th. And as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to WWDB 860 AM and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish-American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music. Classical, polkas and oberecks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin today with this Józef Świder composition based on Renaissance poet Jan Kochanowski's poem and in keeping with the Lenten season, which begins on Ash Wednesday, March 2nd. Czego chcesz od nas, Panie? What do you wish of us, O Lord? Incidentally, our own Philadelphia-based Marcela Kochańska-Sembrich Chorus placed first in competition with this hymn. In the news, Germany last week halted the certification of Russia's controversial Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline under the Baltic Sea after Moscow formally recognized two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine and sent troops into the region, news agencies reported. In light of the most recent developments, we must reassess the situation in particular regarding Nord Stream 2, the German chancellor said at a news conference in Berlin on Tuesday, as quoted by Reuters. He said he had asked the German economy ministry to take steps to make sure that certification could not take place at the moment. The news came after U.S. officials were cited as saying in December that Washington had an understanding with Berlin about shutting down the controversial pipeline if Russia invaded Ukraine. The White House said in December that Germany had made commitments about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline in the event of aggressive acts by Russia, according to media reports. A Polish security official warned last year that the Nord Stream 2 pipeline gives Russia a chance to destabilize NATO. Poland has strongly criticized the Nord Stream 2 project, which is almost complete, amid concerns that it will make the European Union more dependent on Russian gas. Polish lawmakers last year passed a motion calling on EU and NATO countries to take action to stop the construction of the pipeline. The motion warned that the gas link would open the way for Russia to mount an armed attack on Ukraine, which has occurred. And before we continue with the news from Poland, let's hear from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today. Don't forget to support the sponsors who support Polonia Today.
Are you looking for an elegant yet affordable ballroom for your wedding reception or maybe a bridal or baby shower? How about a special birthday or retirement party? Look no further than the recently renovated Belvedere Ballroom at the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor, safe off-street parking. Let Polish Home's experienced banquet manager plan your special event in the Belvedere Ballroom. Phone Diane at 856-912-1303.
Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. And we're continuing in the news with a statement from the Polish-American Congress on the situation in Ukraine. The Polish-American Congress unequivocally condemns Russian recognition of rebel entities in eastern Ukraine and the invasion of Russian troops into Ukraine. We see the Russian action as an unwarranted aggression that undermines international law and principles of sovereignty and independence. This action makes a diplomatic solution more difficult. The Polish-American Congress reaffirms its support for the sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity of Ukraine. We demand that all Russian troops are pulled back from the sovereign territory of Ukraine. We also are extremely concerned that a further escalation is possible and the ramifications this may have for the entire region. The continued presence of Russian troops in Belarus is not only a threat to Ukraine, but also affects the security of Poland and the Baltic states. We fear the humanitarian crisis that may develop if the Russian aggression against Ukraine escalates and its effects on the region. We call on the Biden administration to follow through with toughest possible sanctions against Russian financial and energy sectors. These sanctions should be as painful as possible to the ruling Russian elite to make it clear that their actions show a blatant disregard for all norms of international law and that the democratic community will not stand for aggression against sovereign and independent Ukraine. We urge the Biden administration to continue to provide meaningful military aid to Ukraine and the efforts to reaffirm its commitment to support Poland and other NATO allies in the region. Russian escalation against Ukraine affects the entire East and Central Europe and security of several close U.S. allies. We call on the Biden administration to show strong resolve against Russian aggression. And that concludes the news from Poland. Coming up next, the Cultural Corner and the Philly Scene, after we hear from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today. Don't forget to support the sponsors who support Polonia Today. Czy szukasz eleganckiej i w przystępnej cenie sali balowej na przyjęcie ślubne? Albo może miejsca na bridal lub baby shower? Albo na przyjęcie urodzinowe? Nie patrz daleko. Zobacz ostatnio odnowioną elegancką belwederską salę balową w polskim domu. położonym wygodnie przy 9150 Academy Road, Northeast Philadelphia. Do Twojej dyspozycji oferowany jest wyspecjalizowany catering, bar z pełną obsługą, duży parkiet do tańca, bezpieczny parking samochodowy. Doświadczony menedżer wielu bankietów, weseli, przyjęć pomoże Ci w najlepszym dla Ciebie zaplanowaniu Twojej uroczystości. Po dodatkowe informacje proszę dzwonić do Danuty 856-912-1303. The Polish Heritage Society of Philadelphia invites you to the annual Chopin Concert featuring pianist Avery Gagliano, a semi-finalist in the Frederick Chopin International Piano Competition in Warsaw, Sunday, April 3rd, 2:30 p.m. at Settlement Music School, 1628 Germantown Avenue. Safe off-street parking, masks required. More information, phone 215-627-1391. I repeat, 215-627-1391. Hi, this is Debbie Mica, and you've tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM. And today, we note the birth on March 1st, 1810, of Fryderyk Franciszek Chopin. Justyna Krzyżanowska, a relative of Count and Countess Skarbek of Żelazowa Wola near Warsaw, met Mikołaj Chopin while he tutored the Count's children in the French language and literature. He had come to Poland in 1787 and participated in the Kosciuszko Uprising of 1794. They married in the nearby church of Brochów and in 1810 baptized their second child and only son, Fryderyk Franciszek. Fryderyk had three sisters, Louise, Emily, and Isabel, who were an integral part of his life, much like Mendelssohn's sister Fanny, who played such an important role in his life. The family lived in the small manor adjacent to the palace of Count Skarbek. Justyna early on discovered her son's special musical talent and proceeded to give him piano lessons. By the time Fryderyk was 6 years old, he was taking music lessons from the prominent music teacher Wojciech Żywny. In his youth, Chopin showed a talent for caricature as well as for musical composition, and he had a taste for comedy as well. It was by all accounts a happy childhood. In April 1821, Chopin dedicated a farewell polonaise to his one and only teacher, Wojciech Żywny, who said he had nothing more to teach Chopin. And we'll pause here for this polonaise composed by Wojciech Żywny, Chopin's teacher.
Thank you.
And we're continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today with Fryderyk Franciszek Chopin. In Chopin's lifetime, his homeland of Poland was occupied by three countries, Russia, Prussia, and Austria, and vanished from the map of Europe. On October 30, 1830, Chopin gave a ceremonial farewell concert in the National Theater in Warsaw, during which he played the concerto in E minor, and Konstancja Gładkowska sang. 2 days later, together with his friend Titus Wojciechowski, Chopin left for Austria with the intention of going on to Italy. Several days after their arrival in Vienna, the two friends learned about the outbreak of the uprising in Warsaw against the subservience of the Kingdom of Poland to Russia and the presence of the Russian Tsar on the Polish throne. This was the beginning of a months-long Russo-Polish war. Wojciechowski returned to Poland to join the insurgent army, while Chopin, succumbing to the persuasion of his friend, remained in Vienna. In low spirits and anxious about the fate of his country and family, he ceased planning his career, an attitude he explained in a letter to Józef Elsner, head of the Conservatory of Music attached to Warsaw University. In vain does Mafari try to convince me that every artist is a cosmopolitan. Even so, as an artist, I am still in my cradle. As a Pole, I am already 20. I hope, therefore, that knowing me well, you will not chide me that so far I have not thought about the program of the concert. The 8 months spent in Vienna were not wasted. Strong and dramatic emotional experiences inspired the creative imagination of the composer, probably accelerating the emergence of a new individual style, quite different from his previous style. The program Chopin was dragging his feet to plan about, which he wrote to Elsner, took place on June 11, 1831, where he played the concerto in E minor. Let's listen to an excerpt from the second movement, appropriately entitled Romance, the pianist Christian Zimmermann and the Polish Festival Orchestra. And we're continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today with Chopin. The view has often been expressed that Chopin's songs, like his mazurkas, reveal the national character in his music much more strongly than in his other works. In the best sense, Chopin's writing is unique and lacks any real models. The key to the phenomenon of Chopin's uniqueness is probably, in large measure, contained in his genetic inheritance. His father was French, his mother Polish, a peculiar mixture of melancholy and suffering. Depressive and joyful moods characterize the range of feelings of this great romantic composer. On learning of the collapse of the November uprising and the capture of Warsaw by the Russians, Chopin experienced fever and a nervous crisis. Here's the entry from his Stuttgart diary. The enemy is in the house. Oh God, do you exist? You do, and yet you do not avenge. Have you not had enough of Moscow's crimes? Or are you yourself a Moscovite? I here and I empty-handed. At times I can only groan, suffer, and pour out my despair at my piano. And here's Chopin's mazurka in A minor, opus 17, number 4, entitled Jal, Smiling Through Tears.
During market ups and downs, you face many questions and uncertainties. Is my 401k allocation still right? How will my retirement plans be impacted? How will my dreams and goals be affected? As an Ameriprise financial advisor, Steve Krzywicki can provide you with solid strategies and tips to help you protect what matters and weather market volatility. To learn more, call Steve at 610-943-3117. At 610-943-3117 or stop by his office at 101 West Elm Street, Suite 610, Conshohocken, PA. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Towarzystwo Polskiego Dziedzictwa w Filadelfii zaprasza na coroczny koncert Chopinowski pianistką w tym roku Avery Gagliano, jedna z laureatów konkursu imienia Fryderyka Chopina. W niedzielę 3 kwietnia o 2:30 w Settlement Music School, 1628 Germantown Avenue. Prywatny parking. O dalsze informacje 215-627-1391. Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM. And as TJ signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, we'll round out our Chopin program with the Peter Beat Trio and Chopin Meets the Blues. See if you recognize this nocturne in E-flat major. Till next Sunday at 1:30, spring's coming. Do usłyszenia.